One of the other treasures is the Edward Curtis collection. And Curtis also had an association with our region, being born in Wisconsin, becoming a well-known portrait photographer out in Seattle. What he left for posterity is this portfolio called the North American Indian, over 700 photogravures. These are depictions of various Native American tribes across North America from the early 1900s onward, as much anthropology as it is art. They are studies of people, in many cases, that Curtis staged to some degree to show what was being lost as those tribes were being resettled. But it is still a document today that is really relevant, and we're lucky to have that portfolio here in Dubuque, one of the few remaining.
And you're a full-service art museum. You have all sorts of classes and cool things for people to do.
Yeah, that's right. The collections and the exhibits are the kind of backbone of any museum. But today, what we increasingly find are people want to do a lot of different things in museums. Just last night, we had some stand-up comics here. And of course, we have kids' classes and a full gamut of educational and outreach programs. So we really do try to serve the community by bringing art outside of these four walls and bringing people in for as many different occasions as we can.